It's the OG, alongside Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovias. Lauren Brownlow is hanging out. Let's answer some Hey Joe questions.
Joe cracked the door.
All right, first up from T.O.B., who is your favorite new version of the USFL team?
Well, I mean, it's got to be Larry Fedora, right? Larry Fedora, former North Carolina football coach, is now the head coach of the New Orleans Breakers of the USFL, which I forgot was relaunching this spring.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, that feels perfect, yeah.
Day after tax day. You guys might be too young to have really watched the USFL the first time around, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yes. Yeah. I know of the USFL. Yes. I know of its significance, but I don't remember watching any USFL. I just know it existed.
I watched a little XFL as well.
Oh, I absolutely watched the XFL the first go round. I was in on the XFL.
I tried really hard, and then I just was like, I can't.
Yeah. Because when the XFL originally launched, I was heavy into the Attitude Era of the WWE. So I was watching Monday Night Raw and SmackDown and The Rock and Mankind, Stone Cold Steve Austin, all that stuff, Chris Jericho.
When the USFL first launched in 83 or 82.
Yeah, I was 4 years old.
But at the time, there was either only 26 or 28 NFL franchises. Mm-hmm. So think about that. Just in terms of NFL talent, right? You've added four more teams. So there are Reggie White, Sean Lendetta, Mike Rozier, Doug Flutie, Jim Kelly. Like there were Steve Young. There were legitimate Kelvin Bryant. There were legitimate NFL players playing in the USFL then. Mm-hmm. In part because there weren't as many teams. And also in part because the USFL was willing to pay a little bit more money.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Certain teams were. But there was Jim Mora was a coach in the USFL. Had fantastic success before he ended up being with the Saints. So there were good coaches. There were good players. The ship sailed on that. There was a quality to the product.
Yeah. And there were, the ship sailed on that. And every other league, your best opportunity as a spring league is to have some level of partnership with the NFL.
Correct.
But the NFL is never.
I'd rather see it. What we saw with the NFL Europe, right? A development. Like I'd like to see the XFL Mahomes start some games. PJ Walker. I would like to see Jordan Love start some games and see what these guys look like and get them the reps. You don't think people. They're not going to watch at the same rate that they watch NFL.
No.
We should probably all come to grips with that. The other thing, real quick, that the USFL did other than New Jersey, they were in markets where at the time they either didn't have an NFL team or Tampa in particular was awful. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were a laughingstock and they were terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they had Steve Spurrier as their coach. And they used to get a ton of people into the old sombrero. Like, their attendance was amazing. Now, the Eagles were good, but the Eagles had Jim Mora. The Eagles had a good team.
Yeah.
You know? So, I think I'm remembering the USFL one way. You guys, obviously, are remembering spring football another. I will at least say, we made the joke earlier in this program, this feels like a coaching search list from 2010, right? Skip Holtz. Larry Fedora.
Kevin Sumlin.
Mike Riley, right? Like at some point, I wrote a story about all these guys saying they could be. And see, this is who could replace Chuck Amato, right? Like, or this is who could replace Tom O'Brien.
Yeah.
I mean, so I think there's probably some coaching talent at least there. But to your point, Joe, about the quarterbacks, I think that's what we would legitimately like to see at this point in a spring football league. I'm guessing it's probably not what we're going to see. In this spring football league.
It's never going to happen because the NFL does not, A, want to share any of their money. B, they don't want to spend any of the money to what you just talked about, a developmental league like what NFL Europe was.
Right.
You know, we used to do radio with former ECU football coach Steve Logan, who spent time with
Worked in NFL Europe.
He was the head coach of the Rhine Fire. And he loved it because it was really all about football with guys who were hungry to get to the next level. And everybody was willing to learn, get better, because they knew that was their best opportunity to get back to the NFL or have any chance at the NFL. The problem was that it cost the NFL a bunch of money. And the NFL has taught us one thing. The owners don't want to give up any more money than they have to, especially when you consider that college football is their free developmental league. And they can just churn through guys cheaper and bank on younger quarterbacks hitting when they hit. And if they don't, well, then we'll just get the next crop of guys to come through and get hyped about. And the process keeps going. So the NFL is never gonna do anything that would actually help for a better product, because why would it? Did you see the ratings this last weekend?
Yeah.
They're good.
It's crazy.
It's great. I mean, like, people are not going away from the NFL, so the NFL is not going to do anything to enrich the product because they don't need to.
What did we just get, though, in terms of the quarterback quality? We just got the ultimate show.
Sure, we did, but you notice that none of those guys, they can hope to get more guys like that than not, mm-hmm. because every single year they'll get a new crop, and maybe it'll hit. And, you know, some organizations will play it right, like the Kansas City Chiefs did with Patrick Mahomes, or the Buffalo Bills kind of bringing Josh Allen along. But you also have to remember, too, that these teams are good for other reasons as well. It's not just the QBs. I mean, the Buffalo Bills were able to get to this position with Josh Allen because they've had a great defense the entire time,
yes.
with the exception of 13
other
seconds.
Other than the final 13 seconds.
Other than the 13 seconds. Next up.
This one from Kelly. Is it fair to point out the Hornets scored 71 and 87 points in two separate halves tonight, outscoring both UNC BC for their entire game, even if it's comparing a pro game versus a college game?
It's fine. It's fine to compare it because
it's so absurd what the Hornets did yesterday and scoring 158 points that, yes, it's perfectly fine to point out that, you know, they scored 100 more points than Carolina did in a game.
Yes.
So, I think that's okay.
Believe me, all of us who watched that, we needed an eye wash after that. But it was
next
just
up.
Gross.
This one from Abe. Will the Canes be able to keep the young talent long term?
No.
They're
not going to be able to keep all of it. They're always going to have to make these hard decisions. And if there's one thing that we've learned about this particular era of Carolina Hurricanes hockey under owner Tom Dundon, they're never going to overpay. They're going to try to outsmart everybody by finding somebody else who can, you know, analytically do what you do for a lot less money. So, no. The answer to that one quickly would be no. Next up.
This one from another Joe. Do the casinos in North Carolina hate money?
No, that was actually from me. Yeah.
Oh, did you submit a hey, Joe?
I did. Because Ravel.
You want to answer your own question?
I can, because Darren Ravel tweeted today, sportsbooks in Nevada, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania took in $25.5 billion in bets in 2021. New Jersey leading the way with $10.9 billion. With a B, because, Joe, of online betting and mobile betting and geofencing. Like, I get it. Traditionally, a casino makes money on table games and slots and games that older people and people who just want to go on a weekend or a vacation and, oh, let me pull the lever. Yes, that's traditionally how casinos make money. Now we have... I don't know what that is, but now we have money where we have gambling where you can bet on your phone, right? Like, oh, that's weird. Now all of a sudden, New Jersey, think about that. New Jersey took in more money than Nevada, where Las Vegas is. Think about why.
Mm.
And yet here we are in the figurative desert. In North Carolina, like the last state that doesn't want to legalize sports gambling because they hate me and they hate money. That's the only thing I can come up with at this point.
We're getting around to it. I mean, based on the timeline of last year, it's not a matter of if, it's when. I think our state leaders understand that they're leaving money on the table.
No, we need to start lobbying them individually.
Yeah. Become a lobbyist.
Maybe,
Cooper.
Maybe we just start bringing on NCGA people and yelling at
one
them.
By one.
Here's
the New Jersey numbers.
We'll get Rand on it. All right, Rand. Who's our state legislator of the day? All right, let's yell at him.
You take that up with them. If I'm allowed to come on and yell sometimes about like the, I know they've relaxed some of the alcohol rules, but I still can't go to the store on Sunday before 10 a.m., I think it is. Is it 10 a.m. now, or is it still 12 for stores?
No, it's 10 a.m.
It's noon for stores, Victoria? It's still noon for stores, I think.
No, it's not noon for stores.
Is it really?
Noon for stores anymore, no.
Well, some people like to get their grocery shopping done early in the morning, and I still hate this rule, and it's stupid.
Yeah, pretty sure they changed that rule.
But it's still like 10 a.m. I still will sometimes go to the store before 10 a.m.
What time are you going grocery shopping on Sunday, Brownlow?
What's wrong with going at like 8:30? Hey, some of us don't want to be in a crowd.
All right.
Just saying.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. I was say, usually on a Sunday, you're doing a panic room with me anyway. You're not at the grocery store.
I have been known to go before, and I'm annoyed by it. And I just think it's dumb all the way around, and we should be able to get alcohol whenever we'd like. Open the ABC stores. That's money on the table you're leaving. Why does it matter that it's on a Sunday? Who cares? This is stupid.
I feel like this is a new segment where we could yell at the North Carolina General Assembly.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll just start bringing a legislator on every week.
What do you think?
Let's do it. Let's see if they want to do it.
School supplies.
Tim Moore, it's your turn. Just start yelling at you. I'm sure they'd love that. All right, I think we got time for one.
Really effective.
That's all we got, Joe.
No, it's not. But that's fine. We're up against the break. I get it. Just use the electric shock collar on me to go to break. It's fine.